So Jesse, well, first of all, wonderful Wolfuckak, and second of all, how was Reverse Night?
Horrifying in every way.
Backwards
Night, Reverse Night. Yeah, it was horrifying. Like, I had to burp a lot, so that was, you can just picture how that happened, how that went down. Walking backwards, I tripped over things a lot, and nobody understood. My roommates didn't know what the fuck I was saying half the time. And, yeah, it was just awful in every way. I was not, how was yours? I don't want to talk about mine. I still have bumps and bruises, and I can't explain where this shard of glass in my thigh came from, but I'm afraid to touch it.
I had a really good night's sleep. I sort of stayed awake. I made the mistake of going to the toilet backwards.
Yeah, that is a mistake. I thought ahead, and I was like, I didn't
need to hoover all that back up.
Jesus Christ. So, I was really hoping we wouldn't get a description, man. Like, that's
the less said, the better.
Reese just goes into the bathroom, closes the door 10 seconds later, nonstop screaming for 5 minutes, and then he slowly comes out again. Yeah.
The magic of Wolf. Anyway, let's I'm very excited to open day 13. It's always a weird one.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing your wife sitting on the couch. You just turned around, Reverse Night, backwards Night. You're like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you just get up and slowly walk backwards into the bathroom. And she's like, no, God, no. And you close the door. And then there's just horrified screaming while she covers her ears and the children cry. Yeah, that's... Anyway.
The magic of this season. Warm memories and happy smiles. So today's door is literally just a cheap motel door.
This is the cheap motel door for day 13.
Day 13, yeah. Okay. You ready? You ready?
Yeah, well, I'm ready for day cheap, for cheap motel doors. Let's go.
There we go. So day 13 is Stephen Harper's Christmas concert.
Oh dear God, yes.
So I don't know if you know this, but Stephen Harper is the lead singer and plays the keyboards in a band.
I unfortunately do know that.
Called the Van Cats, which is a play on the number 24 for 24 Sussex Drive.
Yeah, I can't unscrub that from my brain. I can't scrub it from my brain. I can't get rid of it. I can't as much as I want to.
Well,
He genuinely has been trying. I'll give him this. For the years that I've known about his existence, he tries. He tries very, very hard to appear human. He does. He hasn't quite succeeded, but he tries real hard. You know, the humans, they like music and they like this keyboard thingy. So I'll sit down with my mullet haircut and play it. Like, he's just, anyway.
Can you see in the chat, I've put a link. Can you click on that link and watch God. It?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, here we go. Harper sings Sweet Child of Mine. No!
Ready? There we go. He's wearing a black shirt. He's sat down at the keyboard and he's playing. There's a guitarist behind him jumping around. There's a young woman on the drums. The thing is, though, it sounds like they've turned his microphone right down.
This is amazing.
And then it also cuts to a different song.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't know what your reaction is.
I'm stunned. I'm fucking stunned. That's
so. How do you rate his performance?
So first off, it's a cover band. I didn't know it was a cover band. I honestly thought it was all original stuff. I was kind of hoping it'd be original.
No, he's singing "Sweet Child of Mine" by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, unbelievable. My first thought is they're 24 Sussex Drive.
No, they're called the Van Cats.
They're called the Van Cats, but it's based on the 24 Sussex Drive. Yes.
Yeah.
And on the the drum. They had the Van Cats, and then with a time of 2-4, which, if I remember correctly, means I just learned this. It's either two half notes during 4-beat measure or four half notes during, anyway, it's very slow. They're just supposed, I know it's supposed to be playing words, but it's supposed to be, it's very, very slow songs is all they're supposed to be playing as a reference. Anyway, that just means they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They were horrible.
Stephen Hopham, the big criticism of him is he doesn't know how to read music.
Or play music or sing music or understand what music is.
I kind of feel like it's like a midlife crisis band.
That he started in his 20s and never gave up. Like, just.
Yeah, he had his first midlife crisis in his 20s. Because he looks 50.
Like, the saddest thing about him playing in that band is not him playing in that band, but the people that showed up to enjoy, and I say enjoy in quotes, enjoy his band. And I can't, kind of picture these people, right?
Yeah, but you forget, they didn't get a choice. He was prime minister when he was doing this performance, and this was at the Conservative Party Christmas party.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So people didn't show up to listen to him play music. People were already there.
They were there for their political party, Christmas party. And as the prime minister, he could obviously demand to be the headline act.
Oh my God. So if we can leave a link in our show of this YouTube channel in our show notes, if you remember to do that.
But there are so many.
It's just like, just watching him, he's like the whitest man on earth in every respect.
Wait, he also sang some songs by Buddy Holly, the Beatles, Johnny Cash, Grace Potter, the Nocturnals, and the French version of Silent Night. He sang Country Roads by John Denver. But instead of singing West Virginia, he sang Alberta.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
But if you go online, there's also tons of videos of him singing. There's at one point he sang to the Prime Minister of Israel. He sang a song to him.
Oh my God.
In the weirdest. Which has got to be the strangest.
Just like, what, cradling him to sleep? Like, what?
There's like a party and he's like singing. I think he's singing Hey Jude to the Prime Minister of Israel.
I mean, like, are you sure he didn't sing like, hey, Jew? Like, is that something?
That's a bad joke.
That's a horrible joke, but I mean, that would be something he would do.
We just lost all of our Jewish listeners because of you. It does seem like something he might do, but that was bad. But yeah, so I think he's one of those people, he looks for opportunities to sing. He's got a band, he never made it, so he's obviously wielding his influence to try and insert his band into things.
I mean, as a leader of a country goes, inserting your...
inserting your shitty cover band into international events. It could have been
way, way worse, okay? Like, way, way worse. I guess we really got off easy, didn't we? Like, that's...
He never did the... I don't, as far as I know, he never, performed the anthem or anything on the keyboard singing. That would have been pretty funny.
That would have been horrible. Oh, my God.
Also, imagine being in that band. You're like, well, you know this is never going to go very
far. They genuinely looked like they were having fun. The other band members, I mean, there was a drummer. This woman as a drummer, and she was looking like she was actually having a time. Like, I'm assuming the drugs were kicking in, but like, she was looking like she was actually happy. It was very strange.
Imagine being a roadie for them as they tour Canada.
Oh, my God. Life on you're one and only roadie, right? Yeah, just... not getting paid, you know, just
just booking, using his influence to book stadiums that are empty. I got a good story for you. So when I was 14, or I think it was 14. My dad took me and my friend to Glastonbury. And it was before, it was when Glastonbury used to be wild. It was, the capacity was like 150,000 people. And I think there was a quarter of a million people at the festival. And it was, when was it? It must have been, yeah, it was close to the year 2000. And there was a band there called Dogstar.
Dogstar?
Dogstar, yeah. And I think it's, what's his name? The actor everybody loves.
There's a lot of those.
Keanu Reeves.
That is the actor that everybody loves. That's true. Yeah. There's no other answer for that. That's
it's just supposed to be the world's nicest man.
Yep.
And I think, so it was 1999, The Matrix had come out. So he was obviously, and he was then performing as the bassist of
speaking,
a band.
Speaking of which, have you seen The Matrix Resurrections trailer?
No.
Trailers? No? Are you a Matrix fan?
I am, yeah. But I didn't like the sequels, so I wasn't really that bothered about watching another sequel.
I really liked the sequels, even though the third one was panned by most people. I enjoyed the third one. Anyway, on a tangent. I'm very excited. I hope they don't fuck it up.
But height of success as starring in The Matrix. This was the year The Matrix came out and blew everybody's minds. And then he was playing bass in a terrible band called Dogstar in Glastonbury. And
sounds familiar. Yes.
And somebody, I might have told this story before, and somebody threw a cabbage at him. And I felt really bad because he's a nice person. And also he didn't deserve to have veg thrown at him.
I mean, if you're... Who goes to a concert and prepares by bringing cabbage?
Glastonbury. People, you'd be surprised what people bring with them.
I would be surprised. Be like, all right, let's get our pre-drinks in. Okay, you're dressed. You're ready to go to Dogstar. Oh, wait, bring the cabbage. You never know. You know, like, just a sack of cabbages. Exactly. Just like, and like, how do they get past? It's a cabbage. How do you, like, an apple, I can understand, but a fucking cabbage? How do you get pat down, I'm sure, by security? What's this? It's my cabbage. Oh, yeah, go on in. Right? Like, that's, you never know. He could suck.
You're right. Glastonbury in the 90s was, I was like 14 or 15 years old. The amount of times I got offered acid was in crazy.
Jesus.
You know, they were my dad. So, but obviously it was really uncomfortable someone offering you things like that in front of your dad.
Hold on. People were offering you acid in front of your father.
And I was a kid. Yeah.
Were they also offering your father?
I think it was.
Because that could have been like a nice father son bonding moment.
Exactly. Exactly. Just.
Dad, I smell colors.
Exactly. So anyway, Stephen Harper's band. No, but my point was, I think if you're in the band with Keanu Reeves, you're kind of like this. I'm in a band with Keanu Reeves. So that you know you're going to get some good gigs. And there's, you know, he's got the resources and the connections to at least help the band go somewhere. But imagine being in a band with Stephen Harper.
Fuck. I mean, like, I would join Stephen Harper's band ironically. You know, I would do it because it would be the last band I would want to be in, and I would find that in and of itself hilarious. I would get the job and then be the worst musician I could possibly be only when we're live. When we're playing together, when we're jamming, I'll be the best. I'll have it all memorized. I'll have practiced. And then when we're live, I'll miss cues. I'll miss chords. I'll just be like, I'm sorry, man. I don't know what's going on. The acid's kicking in or something. Like, I think it would be so funny.
I wonder what their riders like. Like, what are their demands before they turn up to a gig? Imagine like
the riders. Sorry, I thought you meant like their ride to each. I was just picturing them all the band members in a van.
You think
riding
in a much more literal sense?
Well, like I was just picturing them all just kind of sitting around the van, staring at each other in complete and total silence for hours until they show up. You know,
I just imagine like they just want a room temperature ham sandwich wrapped in cellophane, some original flavored chips.
It's the room temperature that got me.
He doesn't like cold ham on his teeth. He doesn't like the feeling, so.
Stephen Harper, Prime Minister of Canada, does not like the feeling of cold ham on his teeth.
It's just unnatural. So anyway, I told this is why I couldn't. This is why I couldn't wait to open door 13.
Six glasses of tepid room temperature water, exactly. Room temperature ham sandwich on the whitest bread possible, original flavored chips,
and a single and a single shot of Orange Crush.
Yeah. With a bendy straw in it.
With a shot glass of Orange Crush. And then, you know, like Mick Jagger. You know, like Mick Jagger runs around a run track. Like he runs before he does a gig. I did not know that. Yeah.
Isn't he like 142 right now? Or well, good on him if you can keep running. That's amazing.
I think he does. So this, he works out for, and he does 3 hours of workouts a day.
Jesus.
And like he does like a run.
Is he still performing?
They still perform, yeah.
He's 78 years old.
Yeah, they still perform.
And he still jogs every day. That's amazing. You know what? It's not amazing. It's as I've said every single time I come across an article of someone who's a centenarian, like 100 years old, the article always mentions how they're an avid exerciser of some sort, right? So it's like, it's not a coincidence at all. Anyway.
So imagine that Stephen Harper just does 3 star jumps.
Like jumping jacks?
Yeah.
Or is a star jump different, where he just jumps in the air and then tries to make the figure of a star and then comes back down with his arms beside?
No, I think you just call them jumping jacks in Canada. So.
Oh, okay. Just
yeah. Anyway, so don't forget, tonight is the night of warm smiles. So everyone has to have a warm smile, or the strongest person in the village is designated as the beater for the night.
Right, I remember this from last year.
Yeah. And then they come and they get you, and then
if you're not smiling, they beat you until your warm smile returns.
Yeah. Exactly.
I really got to talk to the person who invented this. Like, if they're still alive, I'm like, just this whole tradition is really fucked up.
It's a pretty good tradition, if you ask me.
The strongest person in the village is designated the beater. If anyone is, and if you lose your warm smile for even a second, the children of the village will point sternly at you until the person comes over and starts beating you until your warm smile returns. Okay, yeah, that sounds fun. So,
and therefore, justice is done.
Yeah. So justice is served.
Exactly. Cool. So have a good. I hope you've got a warm smile, Jesse. And
my face is going to hurt, but I'm gonna practice putting it on right now. Yeah,
we're going back behind the paywall tomorrow, so only patrons could learn about the next amazing story.
I mean, this night's almost kind of worse than face punching Dave. Honestly,
all you've got to do is smile.
Yeah, but can you smile warmly nonstop for hours on end?
I do anyway.
Like, do you have to smile in your sleep, or else are you punched awake until you're smiling again?
I haven't really thought it through, to be honest.
Yeah, let me know how that goes.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna have taping the corners of my mouth up.
Or just wear like a mask.
Sure. Yeah, that'll confuse everybody. Right? Yeah, that'll work for sure.
Yeah, exactly. No one can tell. Just, I mean, in the age of COVID, it's hard to maintain.
I'll wear a mask that has my face smiling on the mask itself.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard. It's hard to maintain, control over the population and enforce warm smiles at a time when everyone has masks on. So
I mean, that's why we designate that to the strongest man or woman in the village.
Exactly.
To beat the shit out of someone. That's exactly. You know, that sounds pretty standard. Yeah. So,
cool. All right. Well, wonderful, Wafakak.
Wonderful fuck to you and yours. And dear listener, thank you so much for listening. And we hope you're really enjoying this fuck season. We know we are. Come on over and say hi to Patreon. Patreon, just throw money in our face.
Do Patreon.
Patreon.
All the cool kids are there.
It's true.
Ian, Jill, and Angry Bill.
Angry Bill, who controls the trees.
Yeah, exactly. The gods of Wafakak.
Angry Bill, who controls the trees. Jennifer Susan who's the goddess of water. And then Stephen Beanpole, who leases the sky.
He leases the sky.
Yep.
So, and we are grateful that they're looking over us.
Right.
Yeah. For the just, plentiful, and severe. So we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Wonderful Fuck Act.